This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the second lecture in the series How to Pray the Prophet's Way. That is how we chosen the name for it. And that name is Sifatu Salat al-Nabi, the description of the Salah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ahlihi wa sallam. Last lecture, we talked about the meaning of the Salah linguistically and in al-istilah, the technical definition of a Salah. What is the ruling of the Salah? حُكْمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَحُكْمُ تَارِكِ الصَّلَاةِ. And what is the ruling regarding a person who does not pray, and the what qualifies you to pray, being Muslim, sane, and the age of puberty, and for the sisters being free of their mens and the cycle. Today, inshallah. And also we talked about the merits and the virtue of the Salah in Islam. I just want to let you know that this knowledge that we are teaching now is actually mandatory knowledge. Is of that kind that every Muslim must learn, must know about. If you're sitting here with us today, and I know it's very difficult sometimes just to keep up with all these lectures. Make sure that the intention is pure, that you're doing it for Allah, so you get rewarded. لأن هذه عبادة. يعني هناك قول, there is a statement in al-fiqh that says, ما لم يتم الواجب به فهو واجب. If something that is wajib, mandatory upon you to do, which is the salah, now learning how to pray becomes mandatory like the salah, because without the knowledge, you're going to end up praying incorrectly. And we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has a very famous command that all of you probably memorize. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Pray as if you have seen me pray. Without any further delay, because I really would like you to enjoy this. But again, I'm going to remind you once more. This is a fiqh class. To be able to enjoy it, you have to write. You actually have to write. And inshallah, we normally record those and we'll put them online. You can go back and listen and write. But it's better just right now, just make some points as you sit down. So this way, because as soon as you leave out of here, you may forget some of the things. So it's recommended for you to write. The scholars said that there are some conditions for the salah. Shurut. What is a shart? Something that you must do before you actually do the act. They call it in English prerequisites. You must qualify yourself to pray. One of the things that qualifies you to pray is the tahara. Can you pray without tahara? If you are in a state of major ritual impurity or minor ritual impurity, can you pray? You have to uplift that. If your clothes has garment has impurities in it, can you pray? You have to qualify your clothes. If your body has impurities in it, you have to what? Remove it to qualify your body. If the place that you're about to pray at has impurities in it, can you pray in it? No. You have to remove it in order to qualify the place too. So they call this what? Prerequisites. But if you do the prerequisites, then you pray it? إِذَا فَعَلْتَ الشَّرْطِ هَلْ أَتَيْتَ بِالْعَمَلِ ها؟ لا. ما هو لا يتم بالعمل. يعني you must do it, but if you do it, it does not mean that you what? You did the act. And that is why we spent almost 5-6 lectures talking about what? The tahara. There is another prerequisite which will become the subject, hopefully, of our lecture today. And I really want your attention so we finish it today. And you're going to love that because a lot of these things that we're not aware of it, you're going to love it. The second prerequisite is al-ilmu bidukhul al-waqt. The knowledge of the time of the salah. Can you pray dhuhr before dhuhr? I'm asking you, can you? Unless you are licensed. But normally you can't. What is your evidence? إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. The salah has to be performed in its fixed time. For today, inshallah, this is the subject. We're going to talk about مواقيت الصلاة. When can you pray? I'm just going to give you the titles that we're going to discuss today. What are the times for each salah? The beginning time and the ending time. For every salah, as Jibreel told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Bayna al-waqtayn salah." There is a time when you could begin praying and a time when ends. There is a great deal of concern in our deen regarding something called as-salatul wusta. What is as-salatul wusta? The middle salah. Most probably, لحديث علي اللي هو إيه في غزوة الأحزاب. What is the sin of leaving صلاة العصر, not praying it, or delaying it? There is a sin. Number three, it is recommended to pray ظهر early as long as there is no heat. Too much heat, excessive heat. But this does not apply to us now, but it's good to know if you're in the desert. But if there is too much heat, it's actually better to delay it until the sun cools down. It is recommended to delay Salatul Isha, and we're going to discuss this, give the evidence. It is recommended to delay Salatul Isha as long as there is no hardship on you, that you want to sleep and وهكذا. Which is better? At-taghlis am al-isfar fi salat al-subh? We're going to explain what at-taghlis, what is al-isfar. You pray Salatul Fajr when it's dark or when it is lit up. Isbir. When you pray, like the sun is setting and you're praying Asr, is that salah is accepted? Isbir. If you leave the salah intentionally until its time is over, can you make it up? Isbir. And the times and the places that we're not supposed to pray in and at. Is that enough? Are you ready? That's what we're going to study today. It's very interesting. Okay. I enjoy this hadith so much. Hadith Jibreel, when he came to teach the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the times for each salah. Isma'an. ويقول الإمام أبو إسماعيل أبو عبد الله إسماعيل البخاري محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري هذا أصح حديث في مواقيت الصلاة في أوقات الصلاة. الإمام البخاري يقول فقه, this is the most authentic hadith regarding the times of the salah. وأخرج هذا القول الإمام الترمذي. الإمام الترمذي is the one who compiled that statement for الإمام البخاري. عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما, والحديث في مسند الإمام أحمد والنسائي والترمذي بسند صحيح, authentic chain of narration. سيدنا جابر is the narrator of the hadith. He says this: جاء جبريل عليه السلام للنبي. سيدنا جبريل came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم at the time of ظهر. فقال له, he said to him, قم فصلي, pray it, meaning what? الظهر. When? حين زالت الشمس. When the sun moved a little bit from its zenith, اللي هو الزوال. When the sun in the middle of the horizon, الأفق هذا, you call it what? Be familiar with these terms. الزوال. Huh. الزوال. You call this الزوال. وقت الزوال. In English is zenith. When the sun is what? Right in the middle of what? Huh. Jibreel came to him when the sun moved a little bit away from that zenith. بعد الزوال. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stood up and he prayed. Good. ثم جاءه العصر. Then he came to him at the time of عصر. فقال له, he said to him, قم فصلي, stand up and pray it. فصلى العصر حين صار كل ظل كل شيء مثله. He prayed عصر when the shadow of everything is equal to the object. You do not need watches, akhi, with Islam, wherever you are. All you have to do, when should I pray Asr? When should I pray Dhuhr? The sun is a little, wait a little bit. Okay, Asr, when you stand up and your shade is equal to your what? To your length. هذا وقت العصر. When the shade of this bottle is the same in the ground, then you could pray us. You don't need watches. You do not need watches. Our religion, by the way, connects us with the rest of the universe. That is why the brothers, you know, who go for the calculation for Ramadan, ya Raji, let us look at the moon. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ. Huh? والقمر. Let us look for the ayah of Allah. Connect us with the rest of the universe. ثم جاء المغرب. Then he returned to him at the time of what? المغرب. Sayyidina Jibreel would come, stand up and pray, and he would leave him.
at that time. Then he returned to him at the time of al-Maghrib. فَقَالَ لَهْ قُمْ فَصَلِّهْ. Stand up and pray it. When فَصَلَّ الْمَغْرِبَ حِينَ وَجَبَتِ الشَّمْسُ. He prayed Maghrib when the sun what? Set. وَجَبَتْ يعني سَقَطَتْ. فَإِذَا وَجَبَتْ جُنُوبُهَا فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْقَانِعَ وَالْمُعْتَرُ. وَجَبَتْ جُنُوبُهَا يعني إيه؟ When the apple falls in its side. وَجَبَتْ يعني سَقَطَتْ. Actually the word واجب الوجوب من السقوط يعني سقطت. So when the sun what? Falls down. So when the sun sets. ثم جاء العشاء. Then he returned to him at the time of عشاء. فقال له قم فصلي. Stand up and pray عشاء. فصلى العشاء حين غاب الشفق. إيه الشفق ده يا شباب؟ That in English that twilight. It's called the twilight, which is the reddish. You still see it. If you look at the mountains, you still see it. The reddish rays that the sun leaves behind it when it sets. It's called the shafaq, the twilights. When these twilights do what? Disappear. Then it's time to pray what? Asha. Around an hour and some after the sun sets. ثم جاء الفجر. Then he came to him at the time of Fajr. فقال له قم فصلي. He said to him, stand up and pray. فصلى الفجر حين برق الفجر. He prayed Fajr when the dawn had lit up and had become brightened. But see, we'll explain this a little bit more. We'll explain this a little bit more. لأن الفجر, there are two types of Fajr, by the way. الفجر الكاذب والفجر الصادق. There is the lying Fajr and the true Fajr. What is the lying Fajr? You see light, but still dark. And sometimes you see spots of light in certain areas, but if you look around, it's still dark. هذا هو الفجر الكاذب. هذا هو الفجر الكاذب. This is the lying Fajr, the lying dawn. But الفجر الصادق, when you see the light, is what? In the valleys. And like for example, if you really want to check this out, if you have a garden in front of your house and you have trees, look at the garden. If you see the lights going through the trees, then this is the true Fajr. When you see it lit up in the top and down there is dark, then هذا هو الفجر الكاذب. Good. Listen. ثم جاءه اليوم التالي. اليوم التالي. Then he came to him the following day at the time of Dhuhr. So he returned to him the second day at the time of Dhuhr. But what time did he come to him? ثم جاءه اليوم التالي للظهر. فقال له قم فصلي. He said to him, stand up and pray it. فصلى الظهر حين صار ظل كل شيء مثله. He did not come to him at the time of الزوال. No, he came to him when the shade of everything became what? The same. So he came to him at the end of what? لا مش العصر. At the end of the time for what? ظهر. بشوف. Then the Prophet ﷺ prayed Dhuhr towards the end of the time and when the time of Asr is approaching. ثم جاءه العصر. Then he came to him at the time of Asr. فقال له قم فصلي. He said to him, stand up and pray. فصلى العصر. Listen to this. حين صار ظل كل شيء مثليه. He prayed Asr when the shadow of an object became twice its length. And this is the time. بس في يعني في في هذا تفصيل إن غروب الشمس هو يعني في حديث آخر يعني بس I'm just quoting this hadith. يعني there is detailing about this issue إن غروب الشمس هي الأساس مش ظل كل شيء مثليه بالرغم يعني in spite of الأحناف الإمام أبي حنيفة رحمه الله sticked with that but there is another hadith that says that when the sun sets ف we put the two together but هذا هو الشيء. Listen to this. ثم جاءه المغرب. Then he came to him at the time of المغرب. وقتا واحدا لم يزل عليه. He came to him at the same time that he came. That is why it's recommended to pray Maghrib when? When the sun sets. استحباب المغرب. He did not come to him when the end of the salah. But this does not mean that you cannot pray. Listen. ثم جاءه العشاء. Then he returned to him at the time of العشاء. حين ذهب نصف الليل. When it is midnight. In another wording. أو ثلث الليل. Or third of the night. فقال له. قم فصلي. Stand up and pray. ثم جاءه. Then he returned to him حين أسفر جدا. For dawn. For الفجر. When it's so light. It's like morning. الإسفار اللي هو الإيه؟ الضوء. So light. There is no dark. And he told him stand up and pray. Here's the important piece. ثم قال له. Then he said to him what? ما بين الوقتين صلاة. You could observe each one of these salah from the time when it begins until the time it ends. But should you delay it intentionally? It's another issue. But if you pray it at these times, it's valid. It's valid. How much reward? That's another issue. خلاص يا شباب. So did we understand that? Here is what الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله. الإمام الترمذي compiled the statement of الإمام البخاري. الإمام البخاري رحمه الله said this. حديث جابر. حديث جابر. The hadith that I quoted to you is the most authentic hadith once it comes to the times of the salah with some restrictions. الظهر, you could pray ظهر when the sun is a little bit away from the zenith, بعد الزوال, all the way until the shadow of every object equals its length. عصر, you could pray عصر when the shadow of every object equals its length until the sun sets. Why? Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وقت العصر, الحديث من أدرك ركعة من العصر قبل غروب الشمس فقد أدرك العصر. If you catch one rak'ah, praying one rak'ah before the sun sets, if you're praying Asr, then you have prayed Asr. Even if you pray the rest of the three rak'ahs at the time of Maghrib. That is why the scholar said, until the sun sets. Maghrib, from the sun sets all the way until the twilight, الشفق هذا disappears. And Fajr, Isha, all the way from the shafaq, all the way until midnight. طيب. What is the evidence for delaying al-Maghrib?
That is what I was looking for. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقت صلاة المغرب ما لم يغيب الشفق. In spite of Jibreel coming to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم twice at the time when the sun sets, but yet if you delay Maghrib because of an excuse or because you're busy with something, until that shafaq, the twilight disappears, your salah is still valid because of that hadith. وقت صلاة المغرب ما لم يغيب الشفق. والحديث في سنن أبي داود وسنن النسائي. العشاء, after that reddish rays of the sun disappears all the way until midnight, لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, in the same hadith في سنن أبي داود وسنن النسائي, وقت صلاة العشاء إلى نصف الليل الأوسط. Midnight يعني. الفجر, وقت صلاة الصبح من طلوع الفجر ما لم تطلع الشمس. Until the sun rises, you could pray Fajr. It's light, but you could pray Fajr. But after the sun rises, it's over. It's over. So what is the time for Fajr? And from where to where? Dawn. From where to where? From when to when? Until when can you pray Fajr? Not time. Until when? Until the sun? The sun rises. When can you pray Isha? From when to when? Until midnight. But the beginning time? La, Isha. There is no shadow. It's dark. When the reddish rays of the sun disappear. Yeah. When can you pray Dhuhr? Yes. When the sun is half, a little bit away from the middle, all the way until when? Of everything is equal to its length. Okay? I hope I'm not speaking to myself here. طيب. There is a command. حافظوا على الصلوات. هذا عام. Keep up with the salah. Plural. How many salah we said? Plural. And then, يعني أهل الأصول, مش الأصول يعني الأصول اللي هو الأصول يعني الدين الفقه يعني, يقول لك إيه, إذا جاء تخصيص بعد عموم, if you specialize something after it was generalized, rest assured that this thing is so special, be careful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse saying, حافظوا على الصلوات, guard strictly your five daily prayers, and then, that's general, right? And then comes what? والصلاة الوسطى, especially the middle salah. So shouldn't we know what is the middle salah? هذا أمر. This is an important issue. What is the middle salah? يعني without going, because there is some scholars who said this and that, but without going through all of this, we have a hadith في صحيح الإمام مسلم. حديث علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه. We know that when the Muslims dug the trench around Medina to prevent الأحزاب, the troops, the 10,000 to cross to Medina. So they came and stood behind that trench. But they started doing what? Shooting arrows. And also they started going around to find an arrow or a short distance
of that trench, so maybe they can cross, they can jump with the horses. So Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept sending companions and himself walking along the trench, making sure that if they come this way, they shoot them with what? So they prevent them from crossing the trench. And this happened at the time of Salatul Asr. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shagaluna an salati al-wusta, salati al-asr. Mala Allahu buyutahum wa quburahum nara." They kept us away or busy from observing the middle salah. And then he named it Salatul Asr. In another wording, Hatta gharabat ash-shams, until the sun sets, or until the sun has set. May Allah fill their homes and their graveyards with what? With fire. So what is the middle salah? Yani, after this hadith, there is no place for views. Yani, subhanAllah, sometimes you find some of the scholars yani, go, yani, after this, لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مبين القرآن. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was given the responsibility to explain what? The Quran. أنت يعني you want to explain it beside the لا ما ينفع. خلاص قف. يبقى هي الصلاة الوسطى. Why and what is the consequences of not praying Asr or leaving Asr? صلاة العصر. اسمع هذا. حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما. نرير ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, الذي تفوته صلاة العصر كأنما وتر أهله وماله. If you do not pray صلاة العصر, as if you lost, your family died, and all your stocks in the stock market, gone. Your wealth. Ya Allah. Look at this. If you do not pray Asr, as if you lost all your family and your wealth. لا, salah. Not praying it. مش جماعة. في لا فضل. Praying it in جماعة has another issue. It's witnessed by the angels. نعم نعم أي حاجة هنا intentionally. If you do not have an excuse. طيب, there is another hadith, من ترك صلاة العصر فقد حبط عمله. If you do not pray عصر, all your deeds are voided. يعني the scholars went into this hadith, all the deeds, even the deeds that you done before. يعني some of them said the deeds of the day, يعني there is a debate over the issue. But we don't want to get there. But don't even think about it. What is meant here by leaving it, not praying it intentionally, like you said? But what happened if you delay it? We said that there is a beginning time and there is an ending time for each salah. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه. أنس بن مالك said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, تلك صلاة المنافق. This is the salah of a hypocrite. يجلس, he will be sitting down, watching a movie, a soap opera, entertaining some other people, watching a football game, a soccer game. And he will be sitting down, يرقب الشمس. He did not pray Asr. And his eyes on what? On the sun. حتى إذا كانت بين قرني شيطان. Until the sun is between the two horns of shaitan. We know that the Prophet ﷺ said that when the sun rises, it rises between the two horns of Shaitan. Shaitan has horns, long ones. The sun rises between those two horns and sets between those two horns. And that is why the kuffar, they do what? Prostrate. And that's why we're not supposed to do what? To pray at this time. What? Tatawwa. Voluntary. And we'll come to this. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described this person who would delay Salatul Asr, and he would be sitting down watching the sun until the sun is about to set. Khalas. Qama. He will stand up. فَنَقَرَهَا أَرْبَعَ. He will... Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah. هذا هو نقر. The picking of the birds. لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. He only remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so little. So if you delay Salatul Asr intentionally, then this is the attributes and the quality of what? Munafiq. فَإِيَّاكُمْ يَعْنِي حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى. Okay, quickly. It is recommended. This is if you are in the desert. But mashallah, we have air conditioning in the masjid and all of this. But if you are in the desert, it is recommended to pray dhuhr on time. That is when the zenith, الزوال, is a little bit away from the, يعني the sun is away from the zenith, away بعد الزوال. It's recommended to pray dhuhr at this time as long as there is no excessive heat. لقول جابر ابن سمرة رضي الله عنه في صحيح مسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي الظهر إذا ضحدت الشمس. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to pray dhuhr when the sun moved past its zenith. Zenith. هذا هو zenith. Zenith اللي هو الزوال. When the So it is recommended. But what happens if it's too hot? وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه والحديث البخاري ومسلم, إذا اشتد الحر, when it's too dark, when it's too hot, excessive heat, فأبردوا بالصلاة, delay ظهر until it cools down. فإن شدة الحر من فيح جهنم. That excessive heat is from جهنم. By the way, also at ظهر time, what happens? تصعر, the hellfire get. Actually, they fuel it. It goes. تصعر جهنم. There is fire in it. That's why we're not also supposed to pray at this time either. The voluntary. طيب المغرب. It is highly recommended to pray Maghrib right after the sun sets. And this goes to you, Haji Ahmed, with the time. Why? Sunan Abi Dawood, Hadith Uqba ibn Amir, رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, لا تزال أمتي بخير أو على الفطرة ما لم يؤخر المغرب حتى تشتبك النجوم. My ummah will stay in a good state as long as they do not delay Maghrib until the stars are what? يعني تشتبك النجوم. When the sun sets, huh? Right when the sun sets. How many stars do you see there? One here, one there, one here, one there. But when it becomes darker, what happened? They connect together. You see the stars? Ah. So if you delay Maghrib until the stars connect together, this is dangerous. وعن سلم بن الأكوع والحديث البخاري ومسلم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يصلي المغرب إذا غربت الشمس وتوارت بالحجاب. He used to pray Maghrib when the sun sets and disappears behind the horizon. You do not see the sun anymore. هذا هو وقت المغرب. طيب. It is recommended to delay Isha as long as there is no hardship on you. يعني hardship here. Somebody want to sleep. يعني sometimes you're so tired because you're working and you're waiting for the time of Isha and you want to pray it to get to bed. Then you pray it. But if you're going to stay, then delay it. And that is why in the masjid here we should stick to 6:30. Inshallah. Okay? Dalilah. What is the evidence? في صحيح مسلم أعتم النبي ذات ليلة حتى ذهب عامة الليل وحتى نام أهل المسجد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم at one time he did not come out to pray Isha. And look at the companions. Huh? Did they complain? Where is the Imam? Huh? They look at the clock. The Imam is the clock now. The clock is becoming the Imam. Sometimes I'll be sitting in my office and I'm 20 seconds behind. 20 seconds behind. And the Salah, the Iqama is called. And this is wrong. Because the Iqama should be called when the Imam in front of the congregation. هكذا كان يفعل بلال. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم stayed. The companions are waiting in the masjid to pray. Huh? And he did not show up. You know what happened? They went to sleep. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came towards the middle of the night. And they are still waiting. Huh? هذا الجيل يا جماعة, this generation is out of this world. يعني out of this world. Can you do this here? Any masjid, you cannot. والله, you know, big fitna. Ooh, fight. خرج فصلى. He went out and prayed. فقال, listen to this. إنه لوقتها. This is the time for Isha. لولا أن أشق على أمتي. But I will not do this because I know it will be hard in my ummah. See, beautiful. It is disliked to sleep before Isha and to speak after it, after you prayed. Not speak, يعني الكلام من غير مصلحة. What is the evidence? Hadith في البخاري ومسلم. Hadith أبي برزة الأسلمي رضي الله عنه said, إن رسول الله, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, كان يكره النوم. He used to hate sleeping قبل العشاء, before عشاء, والحديث بعدها. بس الحديث مش الحديث الحديث, الحديث لغير. Not that's the hadith that you go outside, you just pray the عشاء. And خلاص يعني your sins are alhamdulillah taken care of. Don't go outside and backbite and gossip and talk dunya talk. Unless there is an issue you want to talk about, that's good. Go to sleep. طيب, we come to the issue that is creating a big fitna back home, by the way, this issue. اللي هو وقت الفجر. We have a big fitness back home because of this issue. Should we pray it when it's dark, or should we wait until it's daylight? لو السؤال إيه, what is more recommended? We know that the time for Fajr is when the sun ends, when the sun what? The sun what? Rises. But when it's good, when it's more recommended for you to pray Fajr, وقت التغليس أم وقت الإسفار؟ يعني التغليس ويعني الإسفار. التغليس اللي هو الغلس اللي هو الإيه؟ darkness. الإسفار اللي هو إيه؟ the light. It is recommended to pray Fajr when it is dark, still dark, or when it is light, daylight. Al-Jumhur, the majority of the imams, the jurists, they are with the opinion of when it is still dark. What is the evidence? Hadith Aisha radiallahu anha. Well, hadith is agreed upon. Here's what Aisha said. Kunna nisa'ul mu'minat yashhadna ma'a rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salat al-fajri mutalaffi'atin bimurutihin ثم ينقلبن إلى بيوتهن حين يقضين الصلاة لا يعرفهن أحد من الناس من الغلس. فهمتم الحديث؟ كنا نساء المؤمنات, the women of the believers, we used to go and pray Fajr with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then we come out mutalaffi'atin bimurutihin, covered up. After we're done with the salah, no one would be able to recognize us because of the dark. وهذا الحديث, by the way, this hadith is an evidence that wajhul mar'ah ليس بعورة. يعني this hadith is an evidence that the face of the woman is not عورة. يعني those who are with the view, the niqab or they use this hadith as an evidence. كيف? Beautiful. Because if she is coming out wearing niqab, she would not have made that statement. That tells me that I asked this question to how, because if she would be coming out wearing the niqab, then the hadith is out of context, is not in its place. But the shahid, we're quoting this hadith that they would not be able to recognize them because of what, and the salah is what is over. So this is the evidence for those who said it is recommended to begin praying Fajr when it's still what? Dark. طيب, what is the evidence for Imam Abi Hanifa? He's with the view with al-Isfar, rahimahullah. Imam Abi Hanifa, his view is al-Isfar. His evidence is the hadith, Asfiru bil-Subhi. Pray Subh. Pray Fajr when it's what? Daylight. هذا مذهب الإمام أبي حنيف. لكن الجمهور when it's dark. شوف ابن القيم رحمه الله. يا الله على هذا الرجل. يعني سبحان الله. يعني في ال in 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 the عقيدة, in he speaks, in the fiqh he speaks. He said this. He put the two together. How? He said, begin the salah when it's still dark and make your recitation long until... هذا هو الفقه. This is الفقه. هذا هو... يعني سبحان الله فهم النصوص هذا, يعني understanding the text. Not everybody can have that insight. This is an insight. Something that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يعني he said, okay, why are we going to disagree? Why should we disagree? Okay, the imam begin the salah when it's still dark and make it a longer recitation. Huh? As long as you still keep in mind that the congregation behind you can handle that. لأن في حديث آخر, there is another hadith that the imam should look at his people, see if they can handle lengthy recitation or not. But if they can, then make it long until the break of what? Of dawn. Are you still there? We're almost done. When can you catch a salah? Because I'm going to bring you up to an issue here that is so serious. That if you intentionally, and I'll provide the evidence for you, leave Muzuk is haram. If you intentionally leave the salah without praying it until the time has passed, you cannot make it up. And I'll give you the evidence. Did you understand what I just said? I mean, you're supposed to be shocked. Come on, how many times did you sleep intentionally until the sun rose and then you stood up and you prayed Fajr thinking that you prayed it? Come on. How many times? If you intentionally don't pray a salah until the time is up, you cannot make it up. And I'll give you the evidence. So that is why the question here is important. When can you catch a salah? We talked about the beginning of time and the ending of time. When can you catch a salah? Here it is. In a hadith that is agreed upon. What do you mean by agreed upon? Muttafaqa, yani al-Bukhari wa Muslim. Lafzan, yani kalam kida muhaddithin. من أدرك من الصبح ركعة فقد قبل أن تطلع الشمس فقد أدرك الصبح ومن أدرك من العصر ركعة قبل أن تغرب الشمس فقد أدرك العصر. If you catch one rak'ah from الصبح, how many rak'ahs is الصبح? Two. If you just catch one rak'ah from الصبح before the sun rises, then you have caught subh. Even so, you're going to end up praying the second rak'ah at what time? When after the sun rose. And if you catch one rak'ah from al-asr before the sun sets, how many rak'ahs is al-asr? How many? How many rak'ahs? Four rak'ahs. If you just catch one rak'ah from al-asr before the sun sets, you have caught al-asr. Even so, you're going to end up praying the three rak'ahs when? After the sun sets. وفي كلام للعلماء تكبيرة الإحرام. يعني there is a view out there, it's supported, that if you only catch Allahu Akbar before the time, then you have prayed it. Did you understand what I just said? Huh? You wait, you're sleeping in bed, watching the sun. The sun is about to come up. 5 seconds left. Allahu Akbar. It's a valid salah. But the issue, it's accepted, it's rewarded, you get all the reward or not, that's all what? With Allah. But it is what? A valid salah. We got that? طيب. فماذا عن المتعمد ترك الصلاة حتى يخرج وقتها. What about the person who intentionally leaves the salah until its time ends? Can he make it up? Yes or no? There are scholars who said what? Yes. But their evidence is so weak. What is the evidence? الحديث اللي هو بتاع أنس. من نام عن صلاة أو نسيها فليقضيها إذا ذكرها. If you're asleep, right before Asr, you went to sleep, you took a nap, and you slept all the way until the sun sets, you did not pray what? Asr. As soon as you wake up, you could pray what? But you're asleep. You're walking about around your business, and you did not pray Asr. You forgot to pray Asr. You came to the masjid, you're praying with us. Man, I did not pray Asr. You forgot. Make it up. And it is valid.
So the restriction here is what? Forgetfulness and what? Asleep.
Those who said that you could do this with the other salah, that you intentionally not pray until the time is over. It doesn't, qiyas fasid hada. Some hada yisamu, they call this analogy. But this analogy does not make what? Is not valid. Because the Prophet ﷺ restricted making up the salah to what? Two excuses, which is what? Forgetfulness and sleep.
طيب, what is the evidence for those who said he cannot do it? واسمع ابن حزم في هذا ابن حزم الأندلس, رجل جل من الأندلس ابن حزم, بس دماغ يعني والله سبحان الله. He has a way of explaining things, convinces you. He said this.
ما الفائدة إذن من تحديد الوقت؟ أول حاجة رماه. أول شيء يقول لك, طيب, if it is okay to make up a salah after the time is over, what was the benefit for Jibreel to come down to show the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the beginning of the time and the ending of the time?
Make sense or no? ما الفائدة?
What is the benefit?
This is one. Two, القياس بقى. بالرغم أنه ينكر استخدام القياس. يقول لك أنا لا أستخدم القياس. ابن حزم ينكر استخدام القياس. بس هو بقيس, هو لا يعرف, بس يعرف, بس هو ينكر. يقول أنا لا أستخدم القياس. يقول لك إيه؟ هنا القياس. يقول لك إيه؟
Can you pray if you pray a salah before its time? Is it valid?
Without an excuse.
Is it valid? I'm asking you, is it valid?
No.
So why do you want to validate a salah that is prayed after its time?
Karamo. Two. Hijara, hadi, raks. Tuskit, hadi tuskit. This is the view, the way of Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn al-Qayyim, Ibn Uthaymeen, Rahimallahu al-Jami'. This is the views. That if you leave the salah until the time is over, insa, you cannot make it up. You cannot make it up. He actually used another, the third one. وَلَوْ كَانَ الْقَضَاءُ وَاجِبًا عَلَى الْعَامِدِ. And if making up the salah is mandatory upon the person who did not pray it on time, until the time is up, until the time is over, لِمَاذَا غَفَلَ اللَّهُ أَوْ أَغْفَلَ اللَّهُ أَوْ غَفَلَ اللَّهُ, يعني why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us about it? In هذا التشريع, we would been told in the Quran or in the Sunnah that you could make up the salah. We got that? طيب. Three more pages. That's it.
Can you repeat that last thing you said? That we weren't told about making up?
Okay. If making up, if a person who does not pray the salah until the time ends could make it up, and his making up of this salah is valid, why weren't we told about it in the Quran or in the Sunnah? There is nothing. He want to say there is nothing in the Quran and the Sunnah that says that you could do it.
But is there something that says you can't do it in the Quran?
That takes us to something, a religious, a fiqh ruling. That's a very good question. A fiqh ruling. Al-aslu fil ibadah il-manna' aw il-hadhr illa bidalil. By default, any act of worship cannot be initiated without an evidence. You understand? Yeah. So that's a very good question. You cannot say, why I cannot pray in that and why I cannot do this. You must have a dalil to begin with. Because by default, any act of worship, for it to be initiated, you must have what? So you cannot ask that hypothetical or because what something pathetical, something? Huh? You cannot ask that, what if? You cannot say what if. Hypothetical, yeah. But look at the other hand. وَالْأَصْلُ فِي الْعَادَاتِ الْإِبَاحَةِ And by default, the things that you do with your daily lives is permitted. Don't tell me, you know, is permitted. Unless you have what? A dalil that tells you no. Celebrating birthdays. Yani, beside the point. You say, no, do not do it. Because it's تشبه بالكفار. دليل. فكذا. طيب. Quickly, inshallah. Can you take more or are you... ما هي الأوقات? What are the times that we're not supposed to pray? أوقات النهي. عقبة بن عامر. عقبة ابن عامر رضي الله عنه والحديث في صحيح ابن ماجه وسنن أبي داود he said ثلاث ساعات كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ينهانا أن نصلي فيهن أو نقبر فيهن موتانا ساعات هنا does not mean ساعات means what? Periods three times that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam banned us from praying and from burying our deceased. One, حين تطلع الشمس بازغة حتى ترتفع. When the sun comes out until it reaches what? Its height. Lumma, the scholars said 13, some of them said 15 minutes. From the time you see the sun rising, until it reaches what? A certain height. Two. وَحِينَ يَقُومُ قَائِمُ الظَّهِيرَةِ حَتَّى تَمِيلَ الشَّمْسُ When the sun is what? Right in the middle. Until it does what? Meal. Scoots over like this. وَحِينَ تَغْرُبُ الشَّمْسُ And when the sun sets, يعني until you do not see, you see it hiding, you do not see it. Even if you see it like, still see half of it or quarter of it, until it what? It sits. ما العلة? Why? What is the wisdom? حديث عمرو بن عبسة في صحيح مسلم رضي الله عنه. اسمع هذه. The wisdom behind it. Why? صلى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم told عمرو بن عبسة صل صلاة الصبح ثم أقصر عن الصلاة حتى تطلع الشمس why فإنها تطلع بين قرني شيطان because the sun rises between the two horns of what حينها يسجد الكفار and that's when the كفار prostrate to the sun ونحن نهينا أن نتشبه بالكفار حتى في العبادة يعني إحنا في العبادة we're banned from mimicking the non-Muslims في العبادة huh? and we go and mimic them in their marry that and happy that huh? في العبادة اللي هي العبادات يعني لعلكم تذكرون you may remember when the companions came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم عشراء يا رسول الله the Jews are also fasting the 10th give us something special he said next year I will fast the 9th في العبادة نهينا أن نتشبه بهم what about الظهر what about الظهر because تسجر جهنم the hill is heated So dhuhr, a lot of people, they say because of the sun. No. Dhuhr, because of what? The hellfire is what? Heated. Yani, the fuels. Heat. What about the sunsets? Because the sun sets between what? إذن الشمس تطلع between the two horns of shaitan. and sits between the two horns of shaitan, the middle of the day, because the hill is what? Is heated. So we should refrain from praying at these times. With exceptions. Every salah, la exceptions. What happened that if you did not pray Asr, can you wait until the sun sets? Waylak, then you're out of time. You cannot make it up. Yeah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what? Man nasiya salatan aw nama anha falyaqdiha when he wakes up. Right away. If you do not pray a certain salah out of forgetfulness or because you were asleep, you do not have to wait for these times. You pray it immediately. And this applies also to the salah that has a sabab, a nafila. The voluntary that has what? A reason. Coming to the masjid when the sun is setting, and you are somebody, يعني, every time you come to the masjid, you follow hadith in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do not sit without praying two rak'ah. And the sun is setting, salli, pray the two rak'ah. But if it is your habit, don't just come, okay, I want to bother my brothers. Huh? And we know Madhab Imam Abu Hanifa, they do not even think about praying before Maghrib. So you go into a masjid that is, all of it are ahnaf. For example, yeah, just to let you know that some people, they do that weird stuff. Everybody is Hanafi, yani they follow Madhab Imam Abu Hanifa. Bishayb, there is nothing wrong with that. I mean, for them, there is nothing wrong. And he arrives there, nobody prays. Waylak, if you pray in a masjid where you pray before Maghrib. And then he goes, Allahu Akbar. لا يا أخي لا تفعل هذا يعني. بلاش. اجلس وخلاص. بلاش الفتن. مش عايزين فتن في الأمة. We have enough فتن. أرسل السنة بتاعت الوضوء بتاعت بلال. ها؟ لما النبي سأل بلال, يا بلال, I saw you in Jannah. حديث أبي هريرة. What is the best thing that you do, ya Bilal? He said, I never make wudu without praying what? Two rak'ah. If you're somebody that who always, when you make wudu, you pray two rak'ah, you pray them even if it is the banned time of praying. ما يمنع. يبقى الصلاة, that سبب. There is one more exception here to this issue. Is يوم الجمعة يرحمكم الله إذا حمدت الله. يقول لك إيه؟ On the day of جمعة, especially the people who they stick to الجمعة to be at the time of what? Some people like that, time of زوال. They pray جمعة at this time. When you arrive at the masjid, and I see a lot of the brothers, they come arriving at the masjid, the sunnah by the way that you pray. You pray nawafil. When you arrive Jum'ah early, and you're supposed to arrive early, you're supposed to keep praying until the imam what? Gets to the minbar. Then you stop and sit. Listen to this. لا يغتسل رجل يوم الجمعة. No man will take a ritual bath on a Friday, then he would purify himself and place his mask on. ثم يخرج فلا يفرق بين اثنين. Then he will go to the masjid without what? Causing discomfort to the people, stepping on them. Please, can I sit here, please? Some people, they come like this, like, can you, especially if you're crowded, they do like this. ثم يصلي ما كتب له. Oh, هذا هو الدليل. Because you see a lot of people, they come to the masjid, by the way, before the khatib, and they occupy themselves with what? ليس هذا من السنة. السنة to do what? You pray. Two. صلاة الليل والنهار في رواية. The صلاة في الليل and the صلاة of the day is what? مثنى. Two. صلي until the imam what? Comes.
Unless if there is discomfort. يعني it's crowded and there is no space. خلاص اجلس. Sit down. ولذلك يقول الإمام أحمد رحمه الله خروج الإمام يمنع الصلاة وخطبته تمنع الكلام. When the Imam arrives and then the Adhan is called, no Salah. And when he says إن الحمد لله, no what? No كلام. Another exception to these times where we're supposed to be banned from praying, في مكة في الحرم. This does not apply to the Haram. Why? يا بني عبد مناف. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to his people, his family members, لا تمنعوا أحدا طاف بهذا البيت وصلى أي ساعة من ليل أو نهار. Do not stop anyone from praying and doing tawaf at any time, day and night. For this applies to what? So if you go to al-haram there, don't say the sun or not the sun. صلي هنا. نعم. بسبب هذا الحديث. Because of this hadith. فهمنا يا شباب؟ We understand? Okay. It is, listen to this, and I know again, يعني الإخوة الأحناف, I hope, يعني those who follow Imam Abu Hanifa, يعني please, يعني I love you والله. بس هذا هو. أقول لك إذا أقيمت الصلاة فلا صلاة إلا المكتوبة. When the إقامة is being made, there is no other salah but this salah. ولذلك يسن, it is recommended to interrupt this salah. I see a lot of the brothers, the إقامة is made and he's right here in front of you. You're supposed to interrupt it and join in with the jama'ah. How do you come out of the salah? You just walk out. You do not have, a lot of people they do like this, you do not have to do this, just walk out and join the jama'ah. Say, لا ما في سلام. امشي في الصلاة وخلاص. لأن خلاص التسليم هذا في آخر الصلاة. إذا كان أحسنت. If he's about to finish, finish. يعني أحسنت. You know. If he's doing the تشهد وخلاص, and that's fine. Finish. But I'm talking about initiating it. لا. Unless if it is one of these يعني نوافل that you keep up with, but you do not have to do it. And this is what I advise a lot of the brothers. They come walking into the masjid and they don't want to sit down because it's still 1 minute or two or maybe 50 seconds. Just begin. You could, maybe the imam is late or something, you could complete the salah. Here is the last page. Huh? The places that we're not supposed to pray at. So we talked about the times. We're going to talk about finally the places. We know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "أعطيت ستا لم يعطهن نبي قبلي." I was given six things that a messenger before me was not given. Can we say them? Yes. What salah, man? Huh? Huh? يعني هذا هو الشاهد, موضع الشاهد. نصرت بالرعب. One. All earth is masjid. All earth. جعلت لي الأرض مسجدا وطهورا بالتيمم. طهور. تيمم. بس هذا هو اللي يقول لك ده موضع الشاهد. Sometimes you quote a lengthy hadith just to get what? Half a sentence. So I'm quoting the whole hadith to get this one. Because I'm talking about the places that we're not supposed to pray at. Normally first you introduce what? The general thing. That all of earth to begin with by default is what? Huh? Masjid. But now we must quote the other hadith that restricts. هذا بيسموه في الايه في الفقه مطلق. Unrestricted. All of earth is what? هذا الحديث unrestricted. There is something that restricts. What are the hadith that restricts? سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, سيدنا جندب ابن عبد الله رضي الله عنه, he says, I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying,
5 days before his death. لعن الله اليهود والنصارى اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم وصالحيهم مساجد ألا إني أنهاكم عن ذلك ألا إني أنهاكم عن ذلك 2 ألا إني أنهاكم عن ذلك 3 May Allah takes care of the Jews and the Christians. They took the graveyards of their prophets and messengers as what? Places of worship. I ban you from doing this. I ban you from doing this. I ban you from doing this. شوف الأمة الآن. Look at the Ummah now. عندنا مفتي في مصر يقول لك إيه؟ ويستحبوا. شايف؟ ويستحبوا. الصلاة في المسجد الذي به ضريح لأنه يذكر بالآخرة يقول لك كده يا رجل دي كيف أفصل بريك يا رجل يقول لك and it is recommended to pray in a masjid where there is a graveyard إزاي يا رجل مع هذا النص وبعدين بقول لك خمس أيام you know what that means 5 days that means what ما فيش أصلي في حاجة اسمها نسخ في الشريعة عندنا في حاجة اسمها abrogation that maybe he has changed that لا بقول لك 5 days It's over. ويقول لك إيه تم في سورة الكهف يقول لك لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا. ما هو الناس a lot of people they get deceived by these things. We're gonna take a build a masjid on their what graveyards? Graveyards the people of who now? الكهف. طيب يا سيدي نسألك وهل شرع من قبلنا شرع لنا؟ ده دي شريعة بني إسرائيل هي شريعة بني إسرائيل is our شريعة؟ لا إذا كان ما فيش إذا كان if there is another text that says no خلاص this text abrogated the laws of Bani Israel in this issue ما ينفع أن أنت تستخدم هذا القرآن كدليل ما ينفع فالمقبرة the first thing المقبرة in closing إن شاء الله حديث أبي سعيد الخدري وهو في صحيح ابن ماجة الأرض كلها مسجد all of earth is a masjid إلا المقبرة Accept the graveyard, but there is something here that we have. There is an exception to this. Is salatul janazah? If the deceased is already buried and nobody observed the janazah on him, then you could go to the graveyard and pray janazah on that person. You're supposed to ask me for what? Evidence. هذا هو الكلام. Evidence. حديث المرأة السوداء التي كانت تقوم المسجد. The woman who used to pray in the masjid. She died. And الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم was asleep. And the companions buried her without waking him up. He went to her graveyard. He told them, show me her graveyard. And then he prayed janazah on her. On the graveyard, then he said, "إن هذه القبور مملوءة ظلمة على أصحابها وإن صلاتي تنيرها لهم." These graveyards are so dark, and my salah upon it will what lit it. For this is the exception. But don't wait with the janazah. Don't say, "Okay, we're not going to bring the we're going to bring the person to the I'm going to bring janazah." No, you're supposed to bring the janazah where? Only if it happens. طيب. So the graveyard then الحمام هذا حديث أبي سعيد نهانا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الصلاة إلا في المقبرة والحمام and then the last place مرابض الإبل سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث في البراء بن عازب في سنة أبي داود سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الصلاة في مبارك أو مرابض الإبل you know what مرابض الإبل is The places where the camels are. فقال لا تصلوا في مبارك الإبل فإنها أماكن للشيطان أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is the places where the shayateen dwells. So, what are the three places we're not supposed to pray at? Graveyards, 2. Bathrooms, 3.
مرابض الإبل, the places where we tie our camels. جزاكم الله خيرا. We finished. May Allah reward you. Inshallah, don't miss the next week. We're going to talk about the adhan and coming to the masjid, and all of this is really important stuff. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بس إذا كان ما صلوش عليا.